Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Leaders across political spectrum holding rallies and roadshows for third phase of Lok Sabha elections, polling on Tuesday. BJP President Amit Shah and Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigning in Gujarat. Congress spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi quits party over reinstatement of workers who misbehaved with her. Mali Prime Minister resigns along with his government after public outrage over massacre in restive Mopti region. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to face Royal Challengers Bangalore in Kolkata this evening. Leaders across the political spectrum are holding rallies and roadshows for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. Voting in this phase will be held in 116 constituencies across 13 states and 2 union territories on Tuesday. These include all 26 constituencies in Gujarat, 20 in Kerala, 14 each in Maharashtra and Karnataka, 10 in Uttar Pradesh, 7 in Chhattisgarh, 6 in Odisha, 5 each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 in Assam, 2 in Goa, 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu and Tripura. Election to Tripura East was postponed to the third phase over security reasons. Major parties have stepped up campaigning in hills and plains for the polling. The Election Commission has issued notice to BJP candidate Rebati Tripura for crossing the limit of election expenditure. BJP President Amit Shah addressed an election rally at Chota Udaipur in Gujarat, while his second public rally will be held at Dharampur in Valsad district. Senior BJP leaders Vinay Kattiyar and actor Paresh Rawal are also campaigning in Saurashtra and North Gujarat. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addressed a public rally at Bajipura in Tapi district of the state. Senior party leader Kapil Sibal addressed a press conference in Ahmedabad. Mr. Sibal alleged that demonetization is the biggest scam under which scrapped currencies were exchanged on commission. Our Ahmedabad correspondent reports that an unidentified person slapped Congress leader Hardik Patel when he was addressing a public rally in Surendranagar district.
Despite the soaring temperature, top political leaders are busy in campaigning in Gujarat for the third phase of elections. BJP President Amit Shah addressed the election rally at Bodeli in Chota Udaipur. He expressed the confidence that Modi government will again come into power on the basis of performance. He alleged that Congress party ruled the country on the name of poor, backwards and farmers but never worked for their welfare. Addressing the election rally at Bajipura in Tapi district, Congress President said that if voted to power, our government will present separate budget for farmers. Yogesh Pandya, AIR News, Ahmedabad.
The Congress president will also hold public meetings at Raichur and Chikkodi in Karnataka. In Kerala, the three major fronts have geared up for high decibel campaigns. The national leaders of all the three fronts, LDF, UDF and the BJP, are campaigning in the state for their party candidates. A report.
BJP National President Amit Shah will be in Pathanamthitta today. After participating in a roadshow in the evening, Mr. Shah will address a public meeting near municipal bus stand here. Congress Working Committee members Ghulam Nabi Azad, AK Antony and Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu are also campaigning in various constituencies. For the left, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has been spearheading the campaign in various parts of the state. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri and his CPI counterpart Sudhakar Reddy, CPIM Politburo members Prakash Karat and Brinda Karat are also campaigning in the state. With Shamila's report from Thiruvananthapuram, this is Anuja Bhardwajan, AIR News.
In Karnataka, 237 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Mallikarjun Kharge from Congress and Prahlad Joshi, Anand Kumar Hegde, Ramesh Jigagi Nagi and B.Y. Raghavendra from BJP are some of the prominent leaders contesting in the third phase. More from our correspondent.
BJP has given tickets to all the sitting MPs in this region. It has changed its candidates, however, in Chikkodi, Gulbarga, Raichur, Ballari and Shivamogga. According to the seat-sharing formula, Congress is fielding 11 and JDS 3 unanimous candidates in this phase. BJP has given Gulbarga ticket to Umesh Jadhav, who resigned as Chincholi Congress MLA to contest this election. He is taking on the might of Mallikarjun Kharge, who has the distinction of winning all the 11 elections he has fought for the State Assembly and Parliament as Congress candidate. Prahlad Joshi is taking on his old rival Vinay Kulkarni of Congress in Dharwad. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Patriarch Mulayam Singh Yadav and BSP Chief Mayawati held a joint rally at Mainpuri today. It was more than 24 years later that the two shared a days. SP, BSP, RLD have forged an alliance for parliament elections in the state. Congress has not fielded its candidate at Mainpuri seat. Mulayam Singh Yadav, in a brief address at this public meeting, appealed to the public to welcome Mayawati. He said Mayawati always helped him. In her address, the BSP chief said, "People have faith in Mulayam Singh Yadav." She said Samajwadi Party has united people of backward class and scheduled castes.
Desh ve aam jan hit mein, tatha party ki movement ke hit mein bhi, kabhi kabhi, hame aise kuch kathin faisle bhi lene padte hain. Jisko aage rakhkar hi, humne desh ke vartman halaton ko chalte hue, ya Uttar Pradesh mein, sapa ke saath gathbandhan karke, ये चुनाव लड़ने का फैसला लिया है.
SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav said BJP-led union government marred the trade and business. He said the country is undergoing a fragile period. In Assam, polling will be held in Guwahati, Borpeta, Dhubri and Kokrajhar seats in the third phase, for which 54 candidates are in the fray. Our correspondent reports leaders of several parties are holding rallies in the state.
Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Sarbanand Sonowal, NEDA Chairman Himanta Biswa Sarma, Congress leader and former Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi, State Congress President Ripun Bora are holding rallies and roadshows. While the prestigious Guwahati seat is likely to see a straight fight between the Congress and the BJP, the race three seats are expected to have triangular contest. AIUDF President Badruddin Ajmal, Senior Minister and BPF leader Promila Rani Brahmam, former MP and SDP leader Kumar Deepak Das, sitting Congress MLA Abdul Khalek, sitting MP Nava Saranya, former Guwahati Mayor and BJP candidate Queen Uza are some of the candidates whose political fate will be decided in the third phase. Manas Pratim Sharma, AIR News, Guwahati.
Filing of nominations for the fifth phase ended yesterday. 51 constituencies spread over seven states will go to polls on the 6th of next month. Scrutiny of nominations will be held tomorrow, with Monday being the last date for withdrawal of candidature. In Madhya Pradesh, a total of 198 nominations have been filed for the fifth phase. For the sixth phase, 15 nominations have been filed so far.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a convention of traders at Talcottora Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The convention is being organized by traders supporting the BJP regarding various measures promised in the party's Sankalp Patra for the Lok Sabha polls. Congress national spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi has resigned from the party, protesting against the reinstatement of some party workers in Uttar Pradesh who had threatened and misbehaved with her. She sent in her resignation to Congress President Rahul Gandhi. In her letter, she said despite the safety, dignity and empowerment of women being promoted by the party, these are not reflected in the action of some of the members. Priyanka Chaturvedi joined the Shiv Sena a short while ago. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
अब धोखा नहीं खाएंगे कांग्रेस सरकार लाएंगे
सरकार अब ऐसी आए जो सबको देने जाए न्याय हो उन्नति हो न्याय हो प्रगति हो न्याय किसान पाए हर नौजवान पाए रोजगार लाए मिटा दे नफरत न्याय
ही तो हिंदुस्तान हूँ, अब होगा न्याय, मैं ही तो हिंदुस्तान हूँ, अब होगा न्याय।
Good Friday is being observed all over the world today to mark the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death at Calvary. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. In Kerala, day-long prayers are being held commemorating the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Our correspondent has the details.
Devotees assembled in large numbers in churches of various denominations where senior priests led special day-long prayers. In most churches, today's highlight is the Nagarikarnikal ritual where the crucifix is carried through the streets in a procession. In most places, hundreds of believers took part in this traditional cross procession with devotees bearing wooden crosses depicting the final hours of Jesus Christ. The 50-day-long fast ends on Easter, which falls on Sunday, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Shamila, AIR News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Nagaland, the faithful observed the day with prayers and devotion as they thronged churches. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Churches in Nagaland today observe Good Friday with a subdued service in which Christ's death is remembered with solemn hymns, prayers of thanksgiving and a message centered on Christ's sacrifice for humanity. Most churches across the state were overflowed with the faithful as they turned up large number to listen to special sermons about sacrifice and salvation with great humility and reverence. Believers of various denominations hold fastings and prayers today. A special cross procession remembering the walk of Jesus Christ to Mount Calvary is being organized in the state capital Kohima. For AIR News, this is Asonyo from Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the sacrifices of Jesus Christ. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, Lord Jesus' life, rich ideals and exemplary courage are a source of strength for many. Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said that Jesus Christ had dedicated his life for the eradication of injustice and pain and showed the path of humanity. The Prime Minister has greeted the people on Hanuman Jayanti today. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said Hanuman's life inspires people to fight against the evils in society. The Congress President has also wished people on the occasion. Mali's Prime Minister Somelo Boube Maiga has resigned along with his entire government after it came under mounting pressure over handling of violence in the rest of Mopti region. The resignation came after public outrage over a massacre on the 23rd of March in which 160 people were killed in the village of Ogosagu near the border with Burkina Faso. A statement from President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's office said, a prime minister will be named very soon and a new government will be put in place. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Bamako on the 5th of this month to protest against the upsurge of violence, accusing the government of not doing enough to stop it. The critical peace talks between Taliban and the Afghan government in Qatar have been postponed. Sultan Barkat, director of Qatar's Center for Conflict and Humanitarian Studies, the organization sponsoring the talks, tweeted the news of the postponement. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bangalore in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Kolkata is currently sixth in the eight-team points table. Bangalore is at the rock bottom. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Delhi Capitals by 40 runs in the national capital. With the win, Mumbai has replaced Delhi at the second spot in the eight-team points table. The table is led by Chennai Super Kings, who have 14 points. In football, Punjab beat Goa 2-1 to reach the finals of the Santosh Trophy for the first time in 8 years. With this win, Punjab have now entered their 15th Santosh Trophy final. In another match, services will clash with Karnataka in the semi-finals at Ludhiana this evening. The final will be played on Sunday. All India Radio will broadcast live commentary on the final match from 3:25 p.m. onwards. The commentary can be heard on the FM Rainbow Network and National Hookup. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders across political spectrum holding rallies and roadshows for third phase of Lok Sabha elections polling on Tuesday. BJP President Amit Shah and Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigning in Gujarat. Congress spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi quits party over reinstatement of workers who misbehaved with her, joins Shiv Sena. Mali Prime Minister resigns along with his government after public outrage over massacre in rest of Mopti region. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to face Royal Challengers Bangalore in Kolkata this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. With that, we end the midday news.